WQCQCQ, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. It's normally Nathan's turn, but he's not feeling so well this evening, so keep him in your thoughts and prayers for him and his extended family. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride shoot portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. But before that, we're going to go through the pre-net check-ins, then we're going to go through Echo Link, and then we're going to listen for any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and see if we can get them to check in. So, starting off with the pre-net check-ins, W4FCM, that's Fred. He's over in Travis Rest. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you and Miss Isla with us tonight, Fred, if you're listening. Appreciate you using that functionality. W4MKH, that's Marshall over in Jacksonville, Florida. Good to have you with us, Marshall. Appreciate you using that pre-net check-in capability. Getting warmed up for when you move up here. Appreciate you doing that. KO4RUR, that is Chris. He is over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Let me make sure that's where he checked in from. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris, if you're listening. KJ4HKC, that's John over in Belton. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. KI4LZI, that's Andy at the base of Table Rock. Always good to have you checking in with us tonight, Andy, if you're listening. Appreciate you being there. KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you checking in and using that pre-net capability, Leroy. K1CJW, that's Roland. He's over in Pickens. Appreciate you doing that tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Good to have you with tonight, Pat. K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity. Appreciate you being there, Melvin. And then we have AA4RM, that's our Monday Night Net Control Operator for the latter half of the month. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert, if you're still listening. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And I just hit a refresh button on the pre-net check-ins, and nobody else has been added since I started calling them, so that gets that group. The next group is Echolink, and we do have some Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We'll be short time and in and out tonight, Dave, but thanks for calling in at 7-3 to the net.
W4DJW, please check in November 2 Oscar Golf, Scott. I am currently in Denver, Colorado, headed back to Greenville soon. N2OG, no traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, I think the only other station has been hanging out there for a few days. So I don't think that station is going to check in. I don't think they're at their station anymore. Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday and Monday night Net Control operators, Mark and Wendy. W2MJB, that's Mark, and KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. Miss Wendy calls the first half of the month, and Robert calls the second half of the month for Mondays. And Mark calls almost every Sunday except for the first Sunday of the month. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Feel free to secure at your leisure. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. And appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. And K2OG, that is Scott, who's normally in Greenville, but is out in Denver, Colorado this evening, taking advantage of the Echolink to stay current with us. Good to have you with us tonight from Denver, Colorado. Scott, you'll probably get the long-distance station of the evening. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Stay safe out there. Let's see. That does it for Echolink. We're going to check now for any brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure what the protocol is. Just throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, looks like none so far this evening, so we're going to go press on. For a Saturday night, the first group of check-ins is in the Alpha through Delta group. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters A through D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Ready on the net, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. No traffic, no turbos, 73 to the net.
DJW. Please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4DLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative, negative.
I'm pretty sure it was a double, but we'll see. Gary, I'm glad you confirmed my suspicions, because I'm thinking that. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all located over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us night after night. It's always good to have a familiar call, a set of call signs with us. And N4AHO, that's Doug, who's out in Walhalla. Sounding good tonight, Doug. Appreciate you being there. And this is the one Gary was talking about. Was there a double? I got KM4BLH. That's Kurt. He's over in Greenville. I got him clear as day, but I could tell there was somebody else tangled up in there that would surface every once in a while. So if I did call your call and you checked in at the last of that group, give me your call again one more time, because you did a perfect double with Kurt, and Kurt won.
WKI4DOS, please check me in and check in Joy, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, that was you. I thought you just recognized that there was one. I didn't realize that was you until now. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Good to have you this night, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Appreciate you keeping me honest with that. I knew there was something going on. I just couldn't tell what it was. Normally, you've got the stronger of the two signals, but Kurt won out. Good to have you with us tonight. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. King, this is Glenn, Kilo, Delta 2, Bravo, November, Golf. KD2BNG. I'm here in Gray Court. Where I always am. 73, stay high to the net. Thanks for calling the net yet again.
For DJW, flying down for a second, so I don't know if I was one of the ones doubling or not. This is November for Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. No traffic, no chew, 73 to the net.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and 73s and to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB2BNG. That is Glenn, who is over in Gray Court this evening. Good to have you tonight, Glenn. You're sounding good. And KB2BYQ, that is Dave, who is over in Easley. Sounding good as usual, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And N4AHO, Doug, yes, I got you checked in. You're number 19, and we're on number 24, so you are in the log. Appreciate that, Doug. If you ever have any questions like that, don't hesitate to ask. It's better to be sure than to miss somebody. So absolutely, you made it in. You got a good signal coming in. I hear you like you're sitting right next to me. One last call for the Alpha through Delta group, stations with the first letter suffix that call that begins with the letters A through D, and when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to bump it on up to the Echo through Hotel group, stations with the first letter of the suffix that are called that begins with letters E through H, and when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you.
DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Chandler, and we'll be negative negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
JW. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Echo Tango, AF4ET. Her name is Nessie. Also check in November 4, Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. That's me. My name is Mike. We over here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative. 7-3.
Okay, control. I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick up in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. You're sounding good. KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Harry, if you change your mind, let me know and I'll put you on the right tree list. Good to have you with us tonight. And AF4ET is Nancy, and she's in Gray Court, and she's being brought by N4UZ. That's Mike, who's over in the suburbs of Gray Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Tell Nancy we said hello and do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo 2 Hotel Group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to move it on to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative now and saying 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Alpha 4, Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie, WA4JWC, Al Star, South Carolina. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
JW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV. The name is Duncan, up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, and I control like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding good from Tuxedo, as normal. James, you sound good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. WA4JWC, that's Al, who's over in Star, South Carolina. Al's been checking in with me on this net since 2004, 2005. Anyway, Al, that's a long time to continuously check in on the net, and I appreciate that. I really do. That's dedication. KO4JKV, that's Duncan, who's over in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. You're sounding exceptionally well. There's no static or white noise or anything around your call. When you checked in, it was just you. Sounded good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And Larry, I do appreciate the way you check in. When you hit the 4 in your call, I had you and Donna both checked in completely, and you gave me a moment to relax, and that is enjoyable when you're calling the net. That's something you really, really enjoy. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you this night, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We're going to bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call. It begins with letters M through P. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
WJW. I guess I'll go first. I kept pausing. I usually wait till Miss Lorena checks in, but Rick has already checked the family in. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt up here at Lake Bowen in Edmond. I'll stick around for, I ain't got no traffic, but I'll stick around a few minutes for right Tuesday.
For DJW. In and out, W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville. And also check in and out, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. That's KZ4PAM, OIFAM. Thanks for calling the net, Dave, 7-3.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That's our Tuesday night net controller, Walt. Good to have you with us tonight. Well, I had to raise my chair up. It's sinking. I think the shock absorber in my chair is gone. K4OIM, Walt, over in Emin. I got you down for comments, Walt. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And W4MHE, that's Melvin, over in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Bring with him KZ4PAM, that's Pam. Good to have you with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Miss Pam we said hello and do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us this evening. And Walt, I'll be back to you in a little bit with comments. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, M4WHM, Bill, Mobile in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, and I would like to recognize N4WHM. That's Bill, sounding good on the mobile all the way from Hartwell, Georgia. That sounds good. That's a good mobile station you got there, Bill. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You stay safe out there. Let's go ahead and bump it on up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of suffix that call that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in QLO 4, Romeo Yankee. Papa, this is Anna, and I'm in Campobello. And also check in my husband, KO4NUE, QLO Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. His name is Chad, and we will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks so much.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4RYP, that's Anna, and KO4NUE, that's Chad. They're both in Campobello tonight, and there are, well, Chad's a Saturday night net control operator, and Anna's a fill-in operator, and Anna's probably the best first-time net control operator I ever heard in my life. You got a knack for it, Anna. You're really, really good at it. Tell Chad we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight. Any other stations in the, we're in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're all ready. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and we're all ready to the patient group. So they didn't have to be so patient tonight. Net control like to open the group for Uniform Through Zulu. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters U through Z, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
4
Zulu Hotel
5,
check me in and out, Dave.
Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight, and we'll be hanging around later, but we don't need to actively participate in the chew. Have a great night.
Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore, no traffic, no comments tonight.
KW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY, be Anson and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Dave, thanks for calling that. Good evening to everybody on the net. 73.
Okay, that was a good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith over in Columbus, North Carolina. Good to have you as tonight, Keith. You are sounding good. K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you as tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good as well. KM4VIX, that's John in Greenville. John, I have you down for comments, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being here tonight. KX4YM, that's Scott. Bring with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary. They're over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Hope everybody's doing well. WU2T, that's Rusty over in Moore. Good to have you with us tonight, Rusty. Appreciate you being there. And KM4UPY, that's Anson, who's over in Anderson. Sounding good tonight, Anson. Do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And now we're going to go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, KE5WLL, Leroy and Taylor, there's no traffic.
4DJW.
Okay, net control lock to recognize KA5WLL. That's Leroy over in Taylor's. I got you down for comments, Leroy. We will be back to you in a little bit. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Gene, you're sounding good. Thanks for taking the time to check in this evening. One more call all the way through the alphabet if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
WD4NUU, Robert, Florida, North Carolina, and Whiskey Bear 4, November uniform
airport. Okay, Robert, you get the door prize this evening because you are check-in number 50. Net control, I'd like to recognize WB4NUU. That's Robert in Arden, North Carolina. You can stop by this net on Wednesday night and pick up your door prize, which is congratulations, you won the door prize from Gary, who invented that number 50 door prize, KI4DOS. So stop by on Wednesday night and pick up your door prize from Gary because you are number 50 tonight. Appreciate you being here. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And we have three people up for rag chew this evening. And the first one is K4OIM. That's our Tuesday night net control operator, Walt, called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
K4OIM. Dave, I think you had somebody before me. I keep a red pen laying here, and when somebody wants to stick around for rag chew, I put a red check mark by their name. But I think you had somebody before me, Dave. If you would, go ahead and check.
Now, I just scrolled up all the way to the top of the list. You were check-in number 34, and 33 before you did not put. There was a short time. There was a Denver, Colorado, and that's the only two notes that I've got. So who did you have read?
I wouldn't keep it logged tonight, but I thought somebody else had checked in. I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and get it over with then. First of all, Dave, sincerely for what you do for the net and amateur radio. And I just gonna say that it's rough getting old, Dave. Your mind thinks one way and your body won't do the way your mind says. I'm sitting in here in my shack. I'm in a 30-foot pull behind camper that I've gutted out and put my shack in here. I'm in what used to be the living room in the kitchen. I've got 8 Bose anchors sitting here, 2 power supplies, my computer, a 32-foot monitor, oscilloscope, my 2-meter radio, and a control box for the rotator, and the desktop computer, and then a signal generator, 2 analog, one analog multimeter, a vacuum tube voltmeter, a digital meter, and a Bluetooth speaker. Yeah, all this stuff in this little room. So in my mind, I said this morning, I'm going to build some shelves in here. And I went to Lowe's. I was going to buy 2 12-inch by 12-foot half-inch pine boards. And I was going to cut them to the lengths I needed. And 6 months ago, I could have bought them boards for about $14, $15 a piece. But when I got to Lowe's today, they were $56 a piece. And I changed my mind and went to that composition board. And I could, it was all I could do to walk around in Lowe's. I had my cane with me, and I had to get one of them carts to push to put the boards on. And when I got home, my left leg just wouldn't work. And I went up to the house to see if my daughter would come out and help me. And I'm son of a gun, my right leg got to where it wasn't working right, the way my left leg started. And I got my daughter here, and she unloaded the truck. I got everything out here on my porch, and I just had to come in and sit down. It's rough, Dave, getting old when your mind wanna do something and your legs just won't cooperate. So, W4DJW K4OAM, back to you, Dave.
Well, Walt, I couldn't agree with you more, and you're a very active ham. You've done a lot, and you've still got a lot you want to do. And so I understand fully how that works. I was out at the airfield with Steve, CAM4BWA. We were out at the airfield today, and he picked up his airplane, turned around, and he was putting it under, setting it on a box to work on the bottom of it, and bumped one of the wings into the shed wall. And I told him, I said, you know, I think that's a getting old thing, because I do that same thing all the time, and I used to never do that when I was younger. So I think that's your body just, like you said, Walt, your body just doesn't do what, or I don't know what it is, but I know it's there. I know it's something. I don't know what causes it, but yeah, I guess it's just getting wore out or something. I don't know, but I know it's there. I know exactly what you're talking about. But you're a very active ham with all this stuff you got going on. You know what? That's good. That keeps your mind busy. That keeps your mind crisp. And that's what needs. That's what you need to be doing, right? I was telling Steve, us out there flying airplanes, and we were filming and flying and flying and filming, and your skills improve as you do stuff like that, and your mind stays active and stays busy because it's sweating, it's trying to figure stuff out. And you're doing the same thing with the shelves and the stuff that you've got laying around and figuring out that you've. And I've got the same problem, the exact same problem that you've got. I want to put up shelves. My wife and I were walking through Lowe's the other day looking for some numbers, and we walked by the shelves, and hey, that's some good looking shelves. And she says, keep walking. Anyway, Walt, I'm glad to hear that that's just normal, active people doing stuff, right? You're just going through the same stuff everybody who is active goes through, and that's a good thing because that'll keep you young.
My daughter told me today that my granddaughter had called her and they asking about me, and my granddaughter said, well, Papa just he don't get out and go like he used to. He don't come and visit. He is all wrapped up in that radio. And my daughter told her, said, well, honey, you got to realize that Daddy can't get out and go like he used to since he had that stroke and broke his neck. He said, he's got family. He said, I've heard him down there on the radio. She'll come down here sometime to check on me and stand outside and listen to me in here on the HF radio. I got a few minutes there that I talk into, and the learning process, it's like I was telling KO4NUE the other night, and Larry was in there, KK4JBQ and KI4LZI, and Chad said, I'll try to learn all I can about this, about antennas. This is a hobby you will never get tired of learning. I ordered a book. I finally got it today on my oscilloscope.
I'm learning different things that I can do with that oscilloscope. And I love working on these old boat anchors. And like I say, I got about 8 of them sitting around in here, and I'll never sell any of them, I don't think. I might, but I know there's other people out there waiting to get in here and do some rag chewing, so W4DJWK4OIM. I'll be clear on your final day, but I'll stick around and listen to the rest of the net.
Okay, Walt, well, keep up that, and you're right, you'll never stop learning. And it's wonderful because it's rewarding. What you learn, you can put to use. I know the reason my dad always wanted me when I was growing up to get into ham radio, and he chunked books at me. Get your novice license, pass your code test. Just he'd pass those books out to me every now and then. He'd just hand it to me and walk on, and I just look at him and grin. And I told him one day, but it wasn't until I was in my 40s, and he started that when I was a teenager. But I had always had in the back of my mind, Walt, I've always flown airplanes since as far back as I can remember. But I've always wondered, how when I move that stick, does that elevator come up? And when I move this stick, the aileron on the left goes down, the right one goes up, and the throttle goes up, and the rudder goes to the left and the right. How does that work? And I said, one day I'm going to become an ham radio operator, because they'll know. They know how that stuff works. And little did I know what I was doing when I did get into it. But you know what? I know how it works now. I know exactly how it works. It took a little while. It wasn't like you pass your test and all of a sudden you know. No, it's nothing like that. You pass your test, and that's when you start to grow. That's when you start to learn it after you pass the test. That's the enabler that enables you to learn the rest of it. So, Walt, I'm glad you keep your mind active like that. And that's a wonderful thing. And like you said, there's so many facets to ham radio. You can learn and learn and learn for 2 or 3 or 4 lifetimes, and you won't ever learn at all. But it's fun trying. Take care, Walt. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net, and look forward to next time that we do that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
C4EZN with a comment, Dave.
Go ahead, Harry, with your comment.
I want to tell Walt, I've been having the same problem he has for the last, I think, 30 years so far. My brain still thinks it's 16. And my body's a whole lot further from 16 than that. So I know exactly what he's talking about. But talking about ham radio keeping you alive and busy, I think I've learned more about antennas in the last 4 years, and then I've also learned that I know very little about antennas, which is a little bit of a challenge. And I got into digital radio, and I think 2014 was running my Tintec Corsair 2, which that's an old analog radio, but I saw an article on how to do it, built some interface boxes, and it works. And right now, I've got a 7300, which just plugs into the computer, which is another whole area of knowledge that you can gain. I learned something about 2 months ago, and I think I mentioned this earlier. I learned how to reball a video card, and I'd never heard of that before, but I've got an old Dell, can't call it a laptop. You got to call it a portable workstation because it weighs 8.5 pounds. But it started doing some funny things, and I went out and I Googled it, and lo and behold, there was a nice little video telling exactly how to do it. And I did it, and it works today. So, Walt, you still got a lot of time left to learn a whole lot of stuff. And we'll turn that back to you, Dave, KC4EZN, W4DJW.
Well, those are good words of encouragement, Harry, and do appreciate you throwing that out there, right? The more we know about how similar we are, right? And we are. We're probably all off in our corners doing very close to the same kinds of things. I've experimented with what you're talking about and been successful with it. And just, played around with soft rock radios and built them, and the guy that designed them calls play. When you turn one on, you receive a station. He calls it playing the radio. I don't know where that came from, but anyway, it's pretty cool. It's a good hobby. I enjoy it quite a bit. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check. KD2BNGL.
Okay, Glenn, I'll put you down on the rag chew list. Next one up on the stump this evening is KM4VIX. That's John. He's over in Greenville. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW. Had a great day today. Was able to get back out to AK's house and help Gary bring the aerial down. It was kind of surreal to bring that down. It's call it the close of an era for somebody that did a lot with the local net. But it was fun. I was there with my son. We were able to pull that down and walk him through. He's a ham as well, but not as active. We just have a couple of small handhelds, and we're building up the kit, so to speak. But today it was nice being able to show him, what's an aerial, what's a rotator, the difference between a 2-meter antenna, 70-centimeter antenna. So it was fun for him to see what a ham shack truly looks like, and AK had quite the setup. So encourage anybody that if they're looking for something, contact Gary. I think he'll be listing some of that on the Wednesday night net. But again, that was pleasurable, and I picked up some equipment and managed to get one of the radios, the 2-meter radio and antenna, hooked up in my truck. So I now have got a mobile. I was able to test that earlier this afternoon. So, again, just had a lot of fun. And, Walt, that aerial's down now, so if you're still looking for a good 2-meter, 70-centimeter rotating unit, it's available. Back to net control. Have a great day.
All right, John. Well, glad to hear that you're helping Miss Teresa out. You're working with Gary to help her out, and because, I worry about that when I go. My wife still has all this stuff. We talk about it every now and then, but that's going to be hard. But do appreciate you helping out, because that's definitely you're helping out with that. And appreciate what Gary's doing, too, to coordinate all that. And bringing your son up to speed, right? Showing him here's one of the best of the best, and that's good that you can do that and that he gets the opportunity to see that while it's still there. Appreciate you sharing that with us tonight, John. Stay safe. Be careful. But appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net. And the next one, let's see if we've got any other stations. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW.
KG4PFI, Don. And KG4QLQ, Linda. We're in Piedmont. We'll just be in and out. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KG4PFI. That's Don bringing him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. Don and Linda are a couple more that have been checking in with me the whole time, probably long before I ever started calling that, but at least with me since 2004. So good to have you with us tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello and do appreciate your consistency over the years. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is KA5WLL. That's Leroy over in Taylor's. Leroy, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JWK5WLL. Good evening to all on that tonight. Nothing long here, just a real quick announcement. I don't know if you made it already, but the Blue Ridge Club meeting that we were supposed to have on Monday night's been canceled. But hope everyone had a great day, and I'll turn it back to net control.
Okay, Leroy, we do appreciate you taking the time to fill us in on that. I didn't know. I suspected that would happen, right, because I know what's going on with the Allison family, and so it only makes sense. It's good sense that they're doing that, and I do appreciate you throwing it out there. I wasn't sure I haven't been on the radio that much, and so if it was announced before, I missed it. But appreciate you throwing that out there, Leroy. Does anybody need any fills on Leroy's announcement?
4OIM. Dave, all I got to say is it's nice to put a voice with the call sign. And, Leroy, I appreciate you taking advantage of the free check-in on Tuesday night when I called the net. And I really appreciate that because I'm trying to get the numbers up. I'm hearing New Hams on the radio that I'm inviting to check in to the net. And they'll ask where the repeater is at and all that. And we'd like to get the numbers up again, Leroy. Nice to hear your voice to go with that call sign. K4AM, back to you, W4DJW.
Appreciate that, Walt. Yeah, and it is. I think one night when I was when they first started the virtual meetings, I was able to attend again because some nights I would work till really late. Most of the nights I'd work really late. I work California hours, so I was never able to go to the meeting. But then when they had virtual ones, I could jump in there. And I threw that out there one night that all the guys that were in the meeting and the guys and gals that were in the meeting, all of them had no excuse. They needed to check in. They used the pre-net check-in capability. And Leroy has been faithful to use that ever since then. He has not missed it. So, wonderful. I second that, Walt. I'm glad you threw that out there. Appreciate you recognizing Leroy for using that capability. Let's see. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, last one up on the stump this evening is KD2BNG. That's Glenn over in Gray Court. Glenn, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KD2BNG. You know, I decided to speak up at this meeting because I'm trying to decide what is it that causes people to self-sabotage themselves. Now, for example, Tuesday, I was driving, you know, I drive to my house, I go down Main Street and turn onto Highway 14. This particular day, for whatever reason, I said, let's just drive down Main Street and see what's there. I saw a for sale sign on a house I've been looking at, and, you know, I should have called the broker, I should have brought the information on the computer right then and there, and someone else got it, and, you know, it would have been a good thing for me to acquire. But, you know, how do we always do this where the universe is telling you something? The universe is telling you, go straight down the road instead of turning right. The universe is telling you, look at that for sale sign. When am I going to learn to trust the universe? Hold on. And even though I don't know where this information comes from...
Well, it sounds like you got a slippery push-to-talk button, because it is going up and down, but it sounds like you're picking it up every time it does. I don't know. I don't have the answer to your question, but I do know that that's just human nature. I do that all the time myself. You look at socks like that, too. I better go ahead and get that. I better get this many of that. Well, no, I don't think I will. And then all of a sudden they double or triple or quadruple. And you say, why didn't I do that? There's just no telling, Glenn. That's just human nature. It is what it is. I don't think that's self-sabotage. I just think that's the way we're wired, to be cautious, right? Everything's not a sure bet. So maybe it had water problems or something like that. Think of it that way. Maybe you saved yourself a whole lot of grief.
I knew the house was crap. I knew the house had to be torn down. But it was a double lot. the house was on the right half of a double lot. So I could have cleared away the second half of the lot and built other property there. And the real estate agent is telling me, oh, it's no good, it's crap, the foundation is crap, the structure is crap, you're going to have to spend $15,000 or $20,000 to tear it down. Okay, why tear it down? I'll just build around it. And you know, how is it that fate, I don't want to call it fate, how did fate tell me to drive straight instead of turn right, you know, just in time to see that for sale sign? And you're going to love this. That's not the only house that I saw on that road that I wanted to buy 7 years ago, 8 years ago. The house right next door was for sale. It was in much, 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 much better shape. And I could have gotten it for $35,000. But, you know, I wanted to do it, and I had other people whispering in my ear, oh, it's a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work to repair. No. The only thing wrong was I had to replace the service entrance for the electricity, and I had to replace the water main. I could have gotten that place for $35,000 and rented it out, because there's four bedrooms upstairs. So it almost does sound like self-sabotage.
Well, I guess you could look at it like that, but I don't know. I think we're wired to be cautious or to procrastinate, and when you procrastinate things, other people don't. They jump. I don't know, Glenn. Sometimes it turns out to be a good thing. Sometimes it turns out to be a bad thing. I think it just takes experience to get good at it. And to get good at it and do experience, you got to break a few eggs. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net.
Well, as I said, the buyer would have accepted $20,000. $20,000? I can't buy a car for $20,000. And that was a double wide lot. So to hell with the house on the right half. I'll get the buzzsaws to chop down the trees, and I'll build more structures on the left half. And, you know, it's not as though, even if 5 years from now I decided this is not for me, I'm going to sell the property, I would not have lost money. So when you get something at such a ridiculously low price, you buy it just to take it off the market and decide later what you're going to do with it. But, you know, yeah. Why do I always do this?
Well, my sister told me one time, you do things that, so follow me with this because it gets kind of tangled up, but she is right. She was right way back then. Back when we were teenagers, she told me, people do things that they're good at because they like to do those things, and that's what makes them good at it. People don't do the things that they're not good at because they don't like to do those things, and therefore they're not good at it. So if you want to be able to do something, you want to be able to do it good, you got to do the things that you don't like until you get good at it, and then you'll like it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Or maybe what I've never learned is to look at it this way. You know, previous failures don't mean current failures. Just because some deal years ago totally failed and you lost your ass, that has nothing to do with the current business deal or opportunity or whatever it is. As I said, the for sale sign was there only a few days before, and it wouldn't have been there the day after. So what guided my path to say, let's not turn here, let's go down Main Street? Why did I do that? You know, I don't know what the source is, and scientifically it doesn't make any sense. But sometimes, when the universe speaks, you have to listen.
And maybe it's karma. That's what my wife looks at it as, is karma. That there's karma in the universe. I don't know about that. I don't know if I believe her or not. But That's what she thought. That's what she says. So it could be karma, Glenn. What else you got for us this evening?
Said, while I was sitting in the parking lot, while I was sitting parked in front of the place, I could have called the guy, and I had my internet-enabled, phone-enabled. I could have looked up all the information on the property. So I could have beat out the other people who got the property. I could have called the guy and said, oh, okay, Lawrence Museum Society owns this. If I give them a check for 20 grand, they'll take it. Okay, good. I'll be here in an hour. So it was my fault for not acting decisively.
Well, there you go. Live and learn, right? That's a learning experience. Chalk it up to experience. And chalk the one 20 years ago up to experience as well. And don't do whatever went wrong with that one. Don't do that again.
Now let me think about other things like I have no kitchen sink right now. It's not only clogged, but it's actually one of the water lines is leaking. I hate plumbing. You know, years ago, Deborah asked me, would I rather do... I got it. And I said, yeah, I'd rather do electric. I'll tell you why. When a wire breaks, you don't have water spilling out. So I got a plumbing thing ahead of me. Everything is breaking at the same time. All systems are failing, like right now. It's just... Do you ever get that feeling that it's too much? That everything around you is failing at the same time?
No, but I do get the feeling that it comes in waves sometimes. And you just gotta be persistent and knock out the wave. Just gotta keep knocking them out. Knock them down as soon as they come up. But you know what? That's like I told my wife. She says, you gotta get these trees trimmed. I told her, there's always gonna be something. It's never gonna be that there's nothing left on the list. There's always gonna be something on the list. So I wouldn't worry about it. I'd put it, I mean, unless you know you absolutely have to have it. Take it at the rate that you can handle it and just keep chunking away at the list. But just know in the back of your mind that the list will never be empty. There will always be stuff in the list. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
If I didn't suffer from major depression, I'd be able to do a lot of these things. If you don't know what depression is not about sadness or feeling blue or feeling glum. Major depression is basically about numbness. You have no will to do anything. You just sit there like a mannequin. So maybe there's a medical solution. I have to look at, I don't know what the hell I have to do. Sorry to bother you. I'm venting.
Hey, that's okay. That's not a problem, Glenn. That's part of the being a family is good, bad, and the good, the bad, the indifferent, both, or all of the above. Anything else for us this evening?
Dave, go ahead and entertain the other callers. I'm sure there was one or two other people with comments.
No, you're at the bottom of the list. If you have anything else, now's the time.
I don't, but I feel a little bit better just to talking to some nameless face I've never seen. So, I should see treatment for this chronic depression. Because if you look at my, if you enter my house, you'll see. I should put this place. Psychology students going on a field trip. This is what depression looks like. I have to somehow get out of this. I don't know if it's medication. I don't know if it's psychotherapy, but something has to happen.
Well, the hardest step is the first step, right, to making it happen. So, and you know that first step has to happen. So take it. Take the first step. And the next steps will come a lot easier than the first step. But that's the way I normally look at it. I know there's some things like that I have to address that I don't want to address. But when I take the first step, the second, third, and fourth step make it a whole lot easier. And sometimes you just got to take the step. Just do it. And talking to somebody that you haven't really ever met, I mean, it's not just anybody can do what we're doing right now. Like talk on the radio, you got to be licensed to do it. You got to put some effort into it to to be able to be legal and do that. And there's rewards to that. You get to talk to other people like this. So I don't see anything wrong with that, Glenn. But do take that first step. Do what you got to do. Take the first step, and the rest of the steps come easier after that.
It's 35 questions out of a pool of 400. And let's see what else. You know, any idiot can be a ham radio operator. I actually never had a technician's license because I went directly to general. But more idiots to try it. We need more hams. Simply for the fact that, hey, these are your airwaves. The airwaves belong to you. Do something with them.